Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
Welcome back to another episode of Generic Commander, where we do Commander just like everyone else, but not exactly. This week, we're celebrating the release of Spider-Man coming up by playing insect-focused decks. And sure, there'll be some spiders too. You'll see insects, men coming in the future. Yeah, they're insects.
It's bug week.
They're your friends. Now, Russ, what insect or bug or, you know,
arachnid,
creepy crawly deck are you playing?
So I am playing Arasta the Endless Web. I took the assignment literally because why not? So I grabbed a big enchantment. Well, it's not that big. It's a 3/5 enchantment spider. That's an legendary enchantment creature. Whenever an opponent casts an instant or sorcery spell, create a 1/2 green spider creature with reach, which comes in really handy with other token doublers and things like Heraldic Banner or, you know, adding +1/+1 to all creatures and, you know, just having fun going punchy-punchy. There's also a secret theme to this deck. If you figure it out, I'll give you a penny at MagicCon Atlanta.
A whole shiny penny?
A brand new shiny penny.
Oh, he never said shiny. Oh, never mind. Wait.
I don't want a brand new one. Can I have one that's like 120 years old?
No, because I can't afford those.
Hey, man, but now we're talking about. Actually, can you still get 2 hot cross buns for one of those? I don't know what inflation rates on that is.
Yeah. No, but like I can still play that on
three penny hot cross buns.
I can still play it on my recorder, though.
Hell yeah, you can.
I like
what
this
you got for his hand
that you're doing. Yeah, that's good. My recorder.
Chopsticks. All right, so I'm going to be playing Atchik, Emerald Radian, because this is one of those cards. Thank you. I opened this the showcase foil Atchik, and I was like, I need to do this. It's really that simple. There have been very few cards designed in recent history that I just look at and go, you're for me. And I've played it in Standard a whole bunch, which is real fun. It's real dumb as well. It's a 3/3 for 6, so you know it's good. When Atchik enters, you make a 1/1 green inside creature token for each artifact and or creature card in your graveyard. And then whenever another insect you control dies, you put a 1/1 counter on Atchik and each opponent loses 1 life. And so if there's a way to like you drop this, make a whole bunch of dudes, sacrifice them to some effect or wipe the board, and then you just have like this crazy machine gun and being able to like blink Atchik or like sacrifice and bring it back with like Malakir Rebirth style effects, it can get very dumb very fast. I also do have Ouroboroid, and I think I need to swallow my pride a little bit and accept the shaming that I'm going to get for this. This deck does have a Crater of Behemoth in it. I'm sorry.
That's not even an insect.
But an insect is the reason I was willing to do it. Okay, just go with me on this. Because I have Wirewood Symbiote, which is a 1/1 insect that allows me to bounce elves. And so I needed elves that were worth bouncing, so I have Fierce Empath. Fierce Empath means a big, stupid buddy to go grab. And I've got a couple of big, stupid monsters, one of which is a Crater Hoof. So there was an insect that was the logical track that got me there. And it was a classic card that I loved back in the day, Wirewood Symbiote. Because the elf bouncing is a cost and you can't respond to it, and that pissed my friends off back in the day real hard, and it made me really happy.
It's okay, yeah. You can lie to yourself.
I can. Also, I'm one of those bitter douchebags who's just like, nobody should play this card. This card's so stupid. But now the difference between when I was saying that and now is now I have one. So anyway, so Jolly, what are you up to?
Well, I think it's bullshit that Ham's over here playing Craterhoof. I'm playing Infect. it's Skrell. I'm gonna try to get everybody with toxic damage. I've played this on the show a few times. It's a one mana 1/1 mite with toxic one. So whenever it deals damage, it gives an infect counter. It cannot block, but it also has pay a Phyrexian white and tap it. Choose a color. Another target creature you control gains toxic one and hexproof from that color until end of turn, and it can't be blocked by creatures of that color until end of turn. The thing to note is that this ability can be cumulative. So if I untap and keep tapping, I can give a thing many, many instances of toxic one. And so I have a lot of double strikers in here. And as I say, every time I play the deck, my goal is to eliminate one person really quick. And then eventually I get dealt with. And so that one person has to sit out for like an hour and a half while the three of the rest of us play a game of Magic.
The sheer honesty of the infect play pattern, I respect it. Well done.
Look, yeah. I know how it is.
That's how it goes. Yeah, that's 100% how it works. Yeah. And for the record, if I am the guy who gets knocked out first, I get it. I am playing Crater. You gotta kill me before that shit.
No, right. Sorry, I got it. It's me versus you for this first part of the deck. And that sucks.
I understand.
That means Jarvis is gonna win, right? That's how it goes.
That is how that works. That is, so longtime fans Jarvis, will know that is how that goes.
What deck are you gonna win with, Jarvis? Go ahead.
I'm playing Zask Skittering Swarmlord. It's a 5-mana insect that allows you to play lands and cast insect spells from your graveyard. And whenever another insect you control dies, you get to put it on the bottom of its owner's library. Then you mill 2 cards. And then for 1 in Golgari, so it does have black, makes me feel not as dirty. A target insect gets +1/+0 and gains death touch until end of turn. Mm. So this is a deck that is mostly from a deck that I did over 2 years ago that you can find on my YouTube channel. But I did make 2 updates to it. I put Atchik in it and the Golgari Surveil land, but otherwise it's like everything's 2 years old, so anything else that's good for insects that came out isn't here. It took a vacation.
I love that.
Yeah. Insects and mill.
Old tech's the best. Yes.
Are y'all running Mesmeric Orb?
No.
No.
I hate you both.
I want to, but I don't have any.
Yeah. I don't know. I built this deck 2 years ago. How am I supposed to remember?
Mesmeric Orb is one of those cards. I have 25 commander decks. If I were to get my hands on 10 Mesmeric Orbs, they're going into 10 decks, like immediately. Just on the spot.
So let's kick this off. I'm going to draw. Hi-ya.
But yeah, you are.
I have to read what my cards do. I'm sorry. Okay. I want to play Verdant Catacomb and pass the turn.
All right. Draw. I'm going to play a forest for turn. Then I'm a pass.
I untap, I'll keep a draw and be very stoked on that draw. And I'm going to play out a forest. And I'm going to get things started. By the way, this deck does have a somewhat heavy in insect theme. I'm gonna lead off with a Haywire Mite, one of my absolute favorites. 1/1 artifact insect for 1. When it dies, I gain 2 life, and I can pay 1 green, sacrifice it, exile target non-creature artifact or non-creature enchantment. In Commander, that also just reads target Soul Ring. But yeah, so Jolly, take it away.
All right, untap, upkeep, draw. We're gonna play a Plains from Odyssey, I think. Then we're going to tap it to cast Skrelv, the Defector Mite. Now, funnily enough, Haywire Mite, at least according to this, I don't know if it's been errated, but it is just an insect, where Skrelv is a mite. So correct. That's fun. That I pass the turn.
I want to cast my Verdant Catacombs.
Yeah. It is odd that they use mite in the name, and mite is a creature type, and they didn't apply it. Yeah, that was a choice.
I'll check and see if there's been an errata.
This printing is actually from the Bloomborough Commander deck. So it was originally in Brothers War, but like this was reprinted in with Bloomborough. And
I'm grabbing the still just says insect. Mortuary. View top card. I want to leave that on top.
Oh, nice.
And I will go to my next turn. I want to play this forest as my land for turn, and then I will be passing the turn.
Nice.
As one does.
And tap up, keep drawing a card. Everybody loves a moment, drawing a card. Ooh, this changes things slightly, but not that slightly.
Oh, no.
I'm going to play Captain of Souls. I'm going to choose Spider.
Hell yeah.
Captain of Souls on Spider makes me so happy.
That's pretty great.
I'm going to pay two for a Nature's Lore. Nature's Lore is search your library for a forest card, then put that card in the battlefield, then shuffle. So we're going to open up our library.
Notably, can be countered because not a spider. Just saying.
I'm going to get it.
I mean, it cannot be countered because, you know, we're in green, white, and black. But, you know, hey.
Hey, I got mana type. I got...
I mean, of course you do.
Reprieve.
Yeah. And then I got
others.
All right. I've got, like, Life Force and Death Grip or whatever. Yeah, no, okay, I'm going to play out a Vault of Whispers, which is tech that I'm very, very proud of in this deck, because it's the artifact land. This is the black artifact land, because if I were to mill it, Atchik sees it in the graveyard. So that was the thought. All right. And I think I just need to pass.
Good call.
There's a white chill in there, and I have a colorless creature. I enjoy this. So.
Huh. I guess I can get in at whatever. Do I want to do that?
You want to get in there like swimwear?
I want to get in there like Donkey Kong. let me think.
not gonna lie, that just made my day. All right.
I'm gonna pay two. And I'm going to cast a pretty good target for a Haywire Might if they wanted to.
Okay.
A Scrub's Hive. At the beginning of my upkeep, I lose a life and create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature token with Toxic 1, and this creature cannot block. If an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, creatures I control have lifelink. 1 at Jarvis.
Okay, I want to take some game actions here.
Ooh, yeah, you are.
I want to sacrifice
potentially that forest. Potentially none at Jarvis.
Cast a crop rotation.
Hmm.
I want to sacrifice.
Are we calling the guardians this action?
No, he's gonna grab the. He's gonna grab the. Oh, what's it called? The one where you can't
Dryad
take
damage.
Armor? That land.
Oh.
It's nice that you guys think I know what I'm grabbing. I'm looking to see what non-basic forest I have actually.
Whoopsie.
I don't remember my deck.
All good.
My
favorite is when you like blind tutor somebody else's deck. Like when you're borrowing a deck and you're just like, you know, demonic tutor, like, oh, what are you grabbing? No idea. Like, yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
I'm also playing fetch lands in this deck, which is very weird of me but it calls for it.
Are you sure?
I
can get
any land.
Oof.
What land do I want
to
get?
You ever have
a
card that you play on Arena so much you have to reread it? Like, I'm that way with all the, like, mill dorks and mill spells. Like, wait, is this one 4 or 5? Because, like, I just don't resolve them in paper. Play them all the time.
I've been playing a lot of copy effects on Arena, so I don't have to know what my cards do. I have to instead read everybody else's cards.
I want to get an Herb Ward.
Hell yeah.
Herb Ward.
You corrupted my beautiful plains, you butthole man.
Then I'm going to go, and just because I can, I'm going to besiege you the Scrolls Hive. To destroy...
my hive!
Target artifact, enchantment, or land. Or non-basic land. And now Jolly gets to go and get a land with a basic land type.
Oh, shit.
I live to my another day. Yeah. All right.
And then I will go and take.
Is it? It's tapped,
one
right?
And one.
No, it's not.
I don't believe so. No.
It's untapped.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty red.
One.
Unless it's like a triumph or something, but yeah. Okie doke. The poison begins.
I just wanted to take game actions.
I respect that.
I get that. You know, I also respect it. You know that I love my game actions.
Game actions are kind of fun.
Plus, I need to get my instance out of the way because on Russ's turn, he's going to be casting Arasta.
Is he, though?
It's a reasonable assumption, I think.
It is a reasonable assumption. This is true.
Do you know what they say about assumptions? They
this
rule.
This is also true.
They're the best. Assumptions are always correct.
Yep, assumptions, the best always. Yeah, yep. Assumptions have never caused any problems ever.
Nope.
Yep.
More like ass hump chins. Anyway. I guess I don't need this mic token.
Probably not, no.
Wait, what? Are you doing anything else, Jolly?
Oh, right. No.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I guess I kind of forgot that. Yeah, that was all my combat. Yeah, there you go.
No, it's not like Arena. It doesn't auto pass. You gotta,
Now I'll play a Yavimaya Cradle of Growth. So we've all got swamps and forests.
Oh,
yeah. This is the greatest. I love this so much. Oh. I was looking at this earlier and be like, do I have too many colorless utility lands? I'm like, not anymore. We're good.
So I'm helping. And because I'm helping, I want you to pretend that this card doesn't exist when I play it.
That's not going to happen.
Crucible of Worlds. I may play lands from my graveyard, and I'll pass the turn.
The cool hand. Keep drawing a card. Everybody loves a woman. Everybody
loves not going to be cool about that. Or I know how good that is.
Play a forest for turn. Now I have choices.
Now, for those of you listening at home, Russ is playing on Moxfield, and he's chosen all of the green Spider-Man web lands.
I have.
Yeah. Commitment to the bit. Much appreciated.
He is also the only one playing an actual spider. Everyone else is just some form of bug. Mine is actively biting something, though. So he's mine is most likely to be giving something a superpower.
All right. I went ahead.
That's fair.
We are playing Arasta of the Endless Web. She is a 3-mana with reach. Whenever an opponent casts an instant or a sorcery, I create a spooter with reach.
We would have never seen that coming.
Well, I actually wanted to do something else, but I decided that it probably would be better.
Now, I'm really curious. Do I want to do the optimal thing or the fun thing?
Fun thing.
We're going into turn three. We're still doing fun stuff. We don't have to be optimal.
We're doing fun stuff. Yeah, we don't gotta try hard yet. Okay, cool. Well, then in that case, I'm not gonna do anything in response to Arasta.
And then I pass my turn.
Oh yeah.
And on your end step, I'm gonna do the thing that I could have done in response to Arasta, which is play Cash Grab, which is an instant that mills me 4 cards, and then I put a permanent card from among the cards milled into my hand. So enjoy another spider as my way of saying thank you for committing to the spider bit. All right. So I get a permanent card from among these cards, milled in my hand. If I control the squirrel, things happen, but they never happen because I don't control a squirrel. All right, so I milled a Nantuko Husk, a Soul Ring, a Wirewood Symbiote, and a Forest. These are two of my favorite bugs, two of my favorite insects from all of Magic's history. I love them so much. Nantuko Husk, Wirewood Symbiote. Ring. They're beautiful. They're flawless. I mean,
hell yeah.
I'm not made of stone, dude. Like, good. Of course I'm going to take the Soul Ring. Alright. Yeah. Alright, sick. It was either gonna be the Soul Ring or the Forest, if I'm completely honest. Alright. So there we go. And yeah, that was your end step. So I'm gonna go ahead and untap upkeep and draw me a card, as they say. I'm gonna play a Viridescent Bog as my land for turn. It is the it's like the talisman style land where I can pay one, tap it and get a green black back, or I could just tap it as a forest this turn, which is red. So or
as a swamp.
Or swamp. So yeah, Jarvis, thanks for that. I'm gonna go ahead and pay one for the Ring of the Soul.
Who could have seen that coming?
I mean, yeah. I'm then gonna two and the Soul Ring to play out Fierce Empath, which is also another amazing card. And this actual copy of Fierce Empath easily might have been one of the ones I got from my very first like starter deck back in the day, which I adore. It's a 1/1 for 3. When Fierce Empath comes into play, I search my library for a creature card with converted mana cost 6 or more. Reveal it, throw it in my hand, then shuffle. Any responses?
No.
Nope.
Now, okay, I do have the Big Daddy in here, but you know what? I don't think that's what I'm going to grab. I'm going to do a quick cursory search to see. Yeah, I am absolutely running Crater of Behemoth in this because I'm a monster. You know what? Okay, but I got some other options. Yes, I know. So we also have Izoni Thousand Eyes, who, again, is also just committed to the insect bit. I also have a signed copy of Thriss Nantuko Primus, which is just a freaking classic baller. Just insect. But I want to double check, make sure I'm not missing out on something else. Arden the Usurper, also here. Also not a bug. Don't worry about it.
I saw it! No, there's a mother... Oh, you gotta... And I have
Shut
to
up.
Assume
no.
Jarvis does,
hey,
too.
Hey. Only God can judge me. All right. So
y'all both have him in your deck, don't you?
Have what?
I'm gonna grab my Zoni Thousand Eyes. It's a little redundant with that chick, but I kind of don't care. Let's rock
y'all,
it. And for those of you wondering at home who didn't see the visual, for those of you listening, Sir Conrad is in here. It's a freaking aristocrat commander. Of course, Sir Conrad's in here.
I'm playing Mill.
Yeah.
With no Mesmeric Orb, doubtful.
My commander Mills,
a putrid and imitation of a mill deck, a worthless bargain bin copy of a mill deck is what you have there.
Costco brand.
Don't you got Costco bulk mill?
Yeah, you've got Kirkland mill.
You got Kirkland mill.
You're just jealous because my commander says mill too.
I mean,
why would I care about that? It's self-mill. I hate self-mill.
Self-mill is the best. You know what, Jolly? For your hatred of self-mill, my Haywiremite's coming to you for one.
I get hit for one.
Yeah, you do. And then I'm going to do not pass go, not collect $200. And I'm going to sacrifice Haywiremite and blast the Crucible of Worlds.
Hell yeah.
I get too late. I'm sorry, dude. That thing is insane. It must be stopped. So you said be cool. I am not cool. I have no Jill. It is what it is. Yep. I could have, again, could have been optimal. Could have waited, but nope.
Oh, I like this card.
Yeah, you do.
See if I also have anyone again.
Yeah, no. Thank you for your service.
I'm gonna
get the shit out of
here.
Now I just have to wait for two turns for my commander to do it.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pay three because I know that I said we're in the early game, so we gotta not be trying that hard. So here's a Thalia, Heretic Cathar. First strike, 3/2 creatures and non-basic lands my opponents control enter tapped. One at Jarvis. Get infected twice.
What? I thought you were going after Ham first.
I can't give it protection from green to itself. I can start giving it to the Thalia and going after Ham, but I can't do it right now.
You gotta take the chip damage when you can. It happens to be really good chip damage this time. Yeah.
And then is it my turn?
Unfortunately.
Hiya. 1/2
Hiya.
3
Can
Ramming
you
up
take
excavator.
Me hiya.
It enters tapped.
I may play lands from my graveyard.
That's hey, really you know funny. What? I forced the mana usage, so I'll take it.
Oh, I just topped that. Really top deck that. So.
Yeah, nice. All right. I stand by my decision.
I have nothing else I want to play, so I want to go and play this Verdict Catacombs out of my graveyard at tapped, and pass the turn.
All right. Untap, upkeep, draw. I'm gonna play this here forest for turn.
Nice.
I'm gonna start getting into the secret, the super secret theme of the deck. Actually isn't Ooh. Spiders.
What?
I'm gonna pay 4 for a Karn the Great Creator. Get wrecked, nerds.
Now what the hell is this?
Is the super secret theme
shut off
stacked?
Ham's land and his soul ring. I'm
is
so
this,
excited.
Is this mono green stacked?
I must confess, Russ. fuck you. I hate that card so much. Oh my god.
Let's go, Russ. Right. Me and you are on stacks now, baby. Let's do
this. This is what the second or third time that I've been locked out of a fucking game from shit like this. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever. It's fine.
No,
it's fine. I don't need to be able to do a goddamn thing for the remainder of this game. It's totally cool. Alright.
No, you got it.
I'm really glad I gave you a blocker last turn for that.
Hang on.
So is the secret theme stacks? Is that what it is?
It is.
That's what it looks like. Turn. So you uptick turn?
Oh, wait, I am going to uptick turn. Yeah, I got to uptick him. Hang on. Target non-creature artifact becomes an artifact creature with power toughness. Blah, blah. I just uptick him. Because I don't have an artifact.
You're targeting zero?
Yeah, targeting zero. Because I thought...
You can target anybody else's artifacts.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll target...
Well, two things, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's until the end of your next turn that it becomes a creature, right?
Yeah.
There is an optimal play that would dick me over so violently that I'll be very upset about it.
If you want to be an absolute
chotch about it, you can target my artifact land. It becomes a 0/0 and dies immediately.
No, that would be awful.
You can do that.
No, that's what the liquid metal torch for.
So, I already can't use it, and honestly, it being in my graveyard might be doing me a favor. So that is a fair, a fair thought. So,
Is it dicking you or doing you a favor? Because if it's doing you a solid, I'll just go ahead and do it.
Hey, if Karn is going to stay here for another five turns, fuck it. It's in my graveyard. It might do something. But if Karn gets answered, I'm going to be bummed that I don't have my land, you know? So
right.
Because, I mean, you more than have my mana production.
All right, so we'll just fuck it. We ball. Choose zero.
Choose no target. It's just add the loyalty.
Yep.
Okay.
Just add the loyalty.
Cool, I guess.
You're a stronger man than me.
Untap these artifacts are useless. I'm sitting with two lands. Come on, top decks. Hey, now. You're an all-star top deck.
I think both Jolly and I would have hit the artifact land.
Of course you would have. Because you're assholes.
No, right. I'm actually a really good person, and I think you deserve it, and that's justice. You have Craterhoof in your deck. It's objectively the right
damn,
call.
Damn, dude. I could have just neutered it. I chose not to. Are we just... No? All right. Neat.
You listen, okay, so you made a bad decision when you put it in the deck because it's going to draw aggro, and then you made a worse decision to not grab it. That's... If you want to fuck up twice, that's up to you, bud. I would have absolutely killed the land.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and pay three because that's all I got, and I'm gonna warp in a Broodguard Elite, which is a 0/0 insect knight. Warps in for X and a green. It enters with X +1/+1 counters, so in this case X is gonna be two, so it's got two counters on it. And then when it leaves the battlefield, I put its counters on target creature control. And warp is the mechanic from Edge of Eternities, for anybody who's not familiar, where the creature enters, just kind of chills around for a turn and then fucks off at the end of the turn into exile, where it can be cast later for its full price. It's kind of like if adventure was just also the thing you got, and they were just all on the same thing. But they don't get haste. So unless they have haste initially, they can't attack, or unless you give them something. So this is just a 2/2, just who's just chilling here. I'm then going to go to my end step. And as previously mentioned, he's going to fuck off and put the go into exile, and the counters are going to go on to the Fierce Empath, who is now a 3/3 elf. And I'm going to go ahead and pass the turn.
All right. I cannot activate Skrelv's ability anymore.
Yeah, that's what I realized.
Well, that's why I was doing
okay,
it.
Okay, now I hate it a little less.
Yeah, that was my aim. I
hate that a little less. All right, no, you're good. You're good. I'm sorry for being a salty bitch. I just am a salty bitch. So, you know. My apologies.
I was like, fuck your Skrelv if my shit comes in tapped.
That's legit. I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Seems fair in a we're all assholes kind of way. All right.
I think everybody's got a little bit of dick going on today.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit of dickage. I'm going to...
That's
how
I would display. I want a lot of bit of dickage. What?
I'm going to play a Grateful Apparition.
I'm grateful for this dickage. Wait, what?
It's a flying 1/1 for one and a white, and whenever it deals combat damage to a player or planeswalker, I proliferate. And then what? Am I going to stack my flow and then stack some O? And hide the rest of the yams at my auntie's house? I don't think so. I think what instead I'm going to do... is I'm going to swing one Toxic at Jarvis because it's the only option I have. And I'm not going to not do it.
That seems fair.
Yeah, so as for right now, because of this Karn, I can't give anybody else Toxic except for Jarvis, and I can only proliferate the toxic counters that are on Jarvis. So, Jarvis, you better find a good way to deal with that Karn, bud. Go ahead.
I don't know what I have in my deck.
Well, you had an Assassin's Trophy.
There you go. I'm going to sacrifice this Vernant Catacombs to go get just a basic land. I don't know which basic land it's going to be.
Or not, not an Assassin's Trophy. It was a Atawara.
Beseju. Yeah.
Beseju. What did I say?
Atawara.
Okay, I want to get this forest.
Nice.
Closed and Shuffle. Then I want to pay 1, 2, 3, and 4 for a Nantuko Cultivator. Nantuko Cultivator, when it enters the battlefield, I may discard any number of land cards. It gets that many +1/+1 counters, and then I draw that many cards. I want to discard 1 Swamp and 1 Marsh Flats. So it's going to get 2 counters.
And you draw 2 cards?
And I get to draw 2.
That's pretty cool.
2. Huh. This land enters the battlefield tapped anyway, so I'm going to play a Haunted Mire tap.
Dooku.
And I will pass the turn.
All right, on your end step, I'm going to pay 1. I'm going to Worldly Tutor.
Jesus.
I feel like this deck is significantly more powerful than... than what I'm bringing.
Well, here's the thing: is it, or has he just played a Karn? Because what is he going to get? Like, how deep is he going in the paint for spiders?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Now, if he's about to grab a like a crater, he's just been quiet about it the whole time because he's heard me talking shit.
No, I actually
knowing my luck.
I really wanted to include a Crater Hoof in this, but I'm like, sure. I wanted to commit to the
You didn't bit. Have a copy on Moxfield?
I wanted to commit to the bit, and I wanted my payoff to be spiders.
There you go.
That just tickled me in all the best ways. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate being tickled. What?
All right.
What?
Has to be a creature.
It has to be. Yes.
It must be. What are some baller spiders? Like,
I'm starting to think that my
Fate Spinner
sucks.
Would be pretty.
What? There's a couple. There were like, I think most of the ones from. No, I don't know if there was a mono green one in Lord of the Rings though.
Soul Spinner was the one I was thinking of. Soul Spinner freaking slaps. Yeah, I was thinking Shayla, but that requires green or requires black. So yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a mono black one in like the one of the commander decks or something like that.
Yeah, there's a mono black, isn't it? I think it's a mono black Shelob as well though.
Yeah, there's a mono black Shelob and then there's the Golgari Shelob.
If I remember right, the mono black one though kind of sucks to play over Moxfield. Over spell table.
That won't stop me. We need to do an episode that's just the worst cards to run on.
Oh my god! So I'm like, what is it like? Shared Fate and like Arvanox and like, oh, let's get weird. Yeah.
I'm gonna grab.
You're grabbing Watcher in the Web.
Watcher in the Web.
So,
I mean, clearly, Watcher in the Web—that card that we all know and are not looking up on Scryfall.
Well,
I'm
about to explain it as I play it. How's that sound?
Okay. Good deal.
Actually, first, what we're going to do is we're going to
play... And it's Shelob Dreadweaver is the mono black one.
We're going to play one in a green.
Ooh, Dreadweaver.
And we're going to play a Cryptolith right. Cryptolith.
Oh, look at you!
More like Cryptolith wrong.
Creatures you control have tapped to add 1 mana of any color in your mana pool.
I prefer Cryptolith left, but you know.
You Cryptolith... Lefties are the reasons why this cryptolith country is going to hell.
Pay 5 for a Watcher in the Web. Watcher in the Web is a 2/5 with reach. It is Watcher in the Web can block an additional 7 creatures each combat.
Now it is going to enter tap for whatever it's worth.
Okay, so it's still understat. So
that actually is worth. That's worth something.
Yes, yeah, that's not nothing, right?
Probably 15
that's
cents.
That's not nothing. Well, I mean, if that's a naked Karn just chilling there.
We come to an accord that we get rid of Karn. And you know, but Ham, you also know it's the good Karn because Karn is naked in the art.
Exactly. He is naked. Yeah. No, if Karn had a willy, we would be able to see it on display. So, yeah.
All right. So, I'm
but Urza did not give him a wang, which I think was very inconsiderate. So,
I also agree that that was inconsiderate. I am going to uptick.
Come on, man.
Uptick Karn and
has the time come?
The time has come.
Okay, yeah. They're gonna blast the Vulcan Whispers. Fair enough. You really ought to. I get it. But now that puts an artifact in my graveyard that Adjic might see later if I ever get to the mana to play Adjic. Here's hoping.
And then
six mana away. Away yet?
Pass the turn with a naked Karn.
Okay.
Boop, boop. Shields down.
All right. Hell yeah, and I got 3 damage I can apply to said Karn. Oh, and I found a land, which makes me really happy. It's
artifact
an
land.
No, it's not an artifact land. It is a tap land, unfortunately. It's an Umuftiga. This is Malakir Mire, which is the backside of Malakir Rebirth.
I love Malakir.
Which apparently this is like a $9 card. Like I did not
it's
realize
crazy.
That.
It's so efficient. Yeah. It's so good.
It's really fantastic. Well, because you can like grief scam with it or have it be a land. It's kind of fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just a tap black source.
I think for the common or uncommon cycle, it is now the most valuable. I think it overtook what's the green regrowth?
Oh, Balaged Recovery. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
The other one that's in here, yeah.
Because Balaged Recovery used to be the most valuable one.
I believe it. That card rules. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and go to the combats, and yeah, I'm gonna send 3 damage at Karn,
as one does.
Yep. I feel like it's just the appropriate thing to do, and I've got 3 monies at present, and 3 monies does not get me anywhere. So the P, or you know, is the P teed, or should I warp out this dude where X equals 1? That is so not worth it. Yeah, P the T, baby.
Now, before the end of your turn, I'm going to pay 3 mana, and you will get a tapped spider for this, Russ. I'm going to cast Charge of the Mites, choosing the mode create 2/1/1 colorless Phyrexian Mite artifact creature tokens with Toxic 1, and this creature cannot block.
That might be decent.
There they are. Everyone loves the mites.
Am I playing any board wipes in this deck?
But the spider comes in tapped, yes.
No. Do what?
Spooder comes in tapped.
Yes, yeah. The spider will come in tapped.
All creatures and all non-basics do. Yep.
Knowing that it was me that built this deck 2 years ago, there has to be board wipes in it.
Yeah, you gotta have something. Yeah.
Weren't you a lot worse a while ago?
Then I'll be shocked.
What do you mean a lot worse?
I mean, the last 2 years you have grown as a player. That is a thing, yeah. So you should have more board wipes based on. Yeah. Based on.
I'm going to cast a Basilica Shepherd. It is a 3/3 flyer Phyrexian Angel for 3/2 white. When it enters the battlefield, I create 2/1/1 colorless Phyrexian Mite artifact creature tokens with Toxic 1, and this creature cannot be blocked.
Seems D's.
Yes. And I did look. I'm running 2 board wipes.
Okay.
And then, mite, 1/1, scruggly little face, little crabby claw things. It's really good. Alrighty. So now
really
we
like
can go.
We have the audio
to
version
to combat.
Now, so
all right, we're gonna swing the 1/1 flying proliferator at Jarvis. We're gonna swing Skrelv himself at Russ, and we're gonna swing 2 of these mites at Ham.
Yo.
So you don't want Karn dead?
I actually really like what's happening to Ham. because of it. And I'm also have made so many mites and have so many ways to produce mites that I don't have to care about activating this ability right now. So I'm gonna live in the dream.
Getting poison moving is definitely valuable for you.
Yeah. So while everybody else is getting slowed by Thassa and Karn, Ham, you took 2 poison. Russ,
yep,
you've taken 1 poison.
Yep.
And then on the combat damage with the Grateful Apparition, I will proliferate everybody's poison counters 1 time.
Love that. You know, I gotta say, you're failing at like focusing down one person.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty impressed. Now, Ham, you should have 3 infect now.
Yes. Yes. I updated it on my OBS overlay for the folks at home. I did not update it on the spell table yet.
And Russ, you should have 2.
Correct. I just don't have it on my overlay. I'm keeping track.
Okay.
All good.
Alrighty.
I'm not cool like him.
Well, you can also do it just in the spell table.
In the spell table, yeah.
Oh no, I don't like to do that in the spell table because I feel it messes up the screen when.
Oh, with the editing? Yeah. Okay, I got you.
No, fair enough.
Pass. He's trying to share the stinky love.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are we Zaskin?
We're Zaskin, baby.
Everybody's asking all the right questions.
Insect spells from my graveyard. Woohoo. It comes in tapped.
Yeah, it does.
What all do I have in my graveyard? Do I have anything I want to cast? I don't believe so. So let's go and bring this Verdict Catacombs out as my land for turn.
Hell yeah.
What is Karn's loyalty at?
4.
4. I mean, if it's not actively hurting you right now, like, I would love to see it gone, but I do understand if it's not the optimal thing for you to do to kill it.
But I think I might need to help. I think I might need to free you to go and help me.
You think so? That also opens up Jolly.
But Jolly doesn't care about being open.
I mean, it only helps me if I'm open. Like, I will just be able to do double duty with Toxic, but that's okay. I don't mind.
What I'm more thinking about is the fact that it'll give you 2 more mana, and you might be able to go and help deal with Jolly a little bit easier with those 2 more mana.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah, it would help.
So, I think
right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, Atchik would produce 4 insects. But I do have, you know, I've got 4 cards in my hand, one of which is Izoni Thousand Eyes, who's kind of a little redundant, can make 1/1 insects for each creature card in the graveyard. So, yeah. And has attack ability on her. So.
Nantuko Cultivator is going to swing at Karn for 4.
Hell yeah.
That was a 4-mana 4/4 that drew me 2 cards. Huh, maybe better than I thought it was.
Yeah, it seems
that's easy. Green, baby. You need to play more green.
Check it out.
No.
If it's a green card that enters the battlefield and cares about lands, you're probably drawing cards.
then I'm going to pass the turn.
All right.
Be them tease babies. All right.
I have 8 drops in my hand now, Jolly. I can't really say much.
I mean, I can help you get there.
All right. This is going to be an interesting one, but just hang on. Let me read this again.
Okay.
I mean, you've already played a 5-mana uncommon that can block an additional 7 creatures, and that's the wildest set of rules text I've read in a hot minute.
It is pretty nuts. Right, that card is dope, too, I gotta say.
I gotta pay 2/3 for a Spore Web Weaver. It's also a spider.
I'm loving this.
It's a 1/4 with Reach, Hex... Reach and Hexproof from blue.
Very useful in this pod. In other pods, though, it could be lovely.
whenever Spore Web Reaver is dealt damage, I gain 1 life and create a 1/1 green Sapperling creature token.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So if Jarvis or Ham are running Pestilence, that'll be really good. Now, it does enter tapped, just so you know.
That's fine.
You know, I'm not running Pestilence, but I feel like I should.
That'll pay two and tap a Spooter for an extra one to play a Kalani Ambush. Target creature I control fights target creature I don't control.
Interesting. What's fighting what?
I'm going to have the Spoorweb Weaver fight. I think, how big's Thassa?
Oh, she's a 3/2.
Thalia, she's a 3/2.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll do one of your mites.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think the best thing on my side of the board is the Grateful Apparition. This is the one that lets me proliferate on damage, and it's a 1/1.
Yeah, let's kill that. I'll fight that. Trigger Spoorweb Reaver because it did take damage, so I gain a life. And I will create
and you make
a
tapped bug. I really wanted that. Grateful Apparition.
Yeah. That tracks. It's pretty good.
So that was kind of fun.
Excellent.
And then we're going to move to combat. I'm going to pass through combat, and I'm going to pass my turn.
We doke. Untappity Tapkin, upkeeping, and drawn. Ooh, sick. Okay, that makes me so happy. That's a swamp. That's a basic land. That shit enters untapped. Deal with it.
Hell yeah.
Get wrecked. I'm going to go... Exactly. Become wrecked. I'm immediately going to use it for four to play out a Carrion Grub, which is one of my newer favorite bugs. When Carrion Grub enters the battlefield, I mill four cards, and then it gets plus X plus zero, where X is the greatest power among creature cards in my graveyard, and otherwise it is an 0/5.
That's so cool. Mill four.
Right? It's just neat. I'm going to mill a Forest, a Eumidian Terra Botanist, a Hornet Nest, and a Swarm Yard. So, those are all things, all right.
Those are all right things.
Yeah. And that's like a lot of stuff in my graveyard. Like a lot of it. Yeah. And that Yavimaya is still just chilling over there. So I'm going to go ahead and tap these two to play out a diamond weapon.
All right. Well, that one and the grub did enter tap, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you. So diamond, that is very relevant. Diamond weapon is a very dumb card for Final Fantasy that's real good. It is an 8/8 for 9, but it costs one less to cast for each permanent card in your graveyard. And I have like 9 permanents in my graveyard, so it costs 2 double green. It is an 8/8 with reach, and it is immune, meaning you prevent all combat damage that would be dealt to Diamond Weapon. Not indestructible, can still be destroyed by targeted stuff, and burn still hits it, but combat damage, just nah. This thing is just in a constant fog. It's pretty cool. It's also kind of dumb. And yeah, it's an 8/8 Reacher. Did I mention it's an 8/8 Reacher that I spent 2 on? I feel pretty good about that. it seems neat. And otherwise, I'm just chilling with a 3/3 Fierce Empath and 1 untapped land. So I suppose the time has come for me to pee that tea, baby. Oh, and I need to check the Carrion Mite's power.
I really like about Diamond Weapon is the fact that you can go and sacrifice it a greater good as your commander and keep casting it from the command zone.
That's true, because it's also legendary, which is like so dumb.
And discarding the cards from greater good pays the commander tax.
Yep. That is ridiculous.
This is a really weird version of this deck, but okay. Let's see. What do we got? We're going to pay 1.
A Pocket Full of Sunshine?
No, it's a Crawling Chorus, which is a 1/1 with Toxic 1 for 1 mana. And when it dies, I create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Mite artifact creature token with Toxic 1, and this creature can't be blocked or cannot block. And then I will pay 3 for a Flensing Raptor. It is a 2 and a white Phyrexian bird, 2/2. Flying Toxic 1, when it enters the battlefield, another target creature I control with Toxic gets +1/+1 and gains flying until end of turn. So, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. This is weird. It doesn't usually go this way.
I love that. Like, oh, wait. This is like, the deck does... I'm like in an advantageous position? What?
Well, normally I don't make so many mites. I'm drawing all of my miters. Normally I just draw double strikers and I give them toxic one a bunch of times. So this is a very weird way for the deck to be playing out. I guess. Yeah, I suppose that I'm going to give one of my mites a flying. I don't know if it matters which one. But one of them will have it. So these will. This is three that don't have flying, and this is one that do. And then I guess I'm going to tap. Yeah, because they can't block anyway. I'll tap Skrelv to give this Basilica Shepherd toxic as well. And who
what color is the game, bro?
Oh, probably green.
Seems like
I'm assuming green is always going to be the correct answer anytime I do this.
I will have a mono black available next turn, but yeah.
Yeah, I can't do much about that, though. Yeah,
but
so I'll swing
tapped,
with
so.
The three with that can't be blocked by green creatures. I'll swing that at Russ. So that'll be three damage and one toxic in the sky. And then I'm going to swing... How much toxic do you got, Jarvis?
Enough.
Yeah, I'll swing the other flyer at you, Jarvis. And then I'm going to swing the three on the ground at Ham.
Okay. Yeah, my Fierce Empath is definitely going to step in front of one of those, but two of them absolutely get through.
Good. Good.
Was that one damage or...
One damage, one toxic.
Okay.
And then
I forgot whether or not you said it gave it a buff.
No. Oh, wait, yeah, sorry. No, it did. It got plus one, plus one.
Okay.
So yeah, sorry, my bad. That's my fault.
Did it give it another instance? Oh, no, because it's one that has toxic. Never mind.
Yeah. But I'm done.
Okay. Hi-ya.
So I think, Russ, you have, what, four toxic now? Or is it just three?
Three.
I wish I had a stack outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to sacrifice this.
I just wish I had a sack.
Hey, also big mood.
I will get a overgrown Tom. Off of my Verdant Catacombs. I will not pay two life.
Why? Because it would enter tapped anyway?
Exactly. I want to pay two for this Arcane Signet.
Nice.
I'll pay three for this Circuit Mender. When it enters, I gain two life. Boop, boop. Which is why I wish I had a sack outlet. Because if I had a sack outlet, I could sacrifice it to draw a card.
Why don't you just
I will
block?
Then go and play this Verdant Catacomb as my land for turn again.
Nice.
And I will pass the turn.
Hell yeah. Who's ready to get stacks the fuck out? Let's go.
Let's go.
Winter Orb. Oh no, there actually might be a Winter Orb because of the things like Cryptolith Rite. If there's an abundance of those. Because what? Winter Orb is just lands, right?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Winter Orb is just lands. Static Orb is permanence.
And then if we try to cast something to remove the Winter Orb, he just makes another spider. Oh, God, I hope there's a Winter Orb in there. That would be disgusting.
We're going to pay two.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
No, it's not a Winter Orb. I wish. It's a Sylvan Library.
Yep. All right, excellent. Yeah. That makes sense. Spiders go in libraries.
Yep. At the beginning of your... And it's like a trees, like, you know, like, At the beginning of your draw step, you may draw two additional cards. If I do, I choose two cards at random to, or two cards that I drew. For each of those cards, I either pay four life or put them on top of my library. And then we're going to pay one, two, three for Heraldic Banner, choosing green. Creatures of nice. The chosen color get +1/+0. I also add one mana of the chosen color. I really need you guys to start playing some artifacts or some incense and sorceries. But
hey, I'm really trying, and that's true. There are plenty I would like to find.
My deck is majority creatures. Yeah, so
I have like 33 insects in my deck.
I have to pass the turn.
Insects yeah. and sorceries.
Okay. That is quite the board state you got there. Yeah, so you didn't want to do any attacks?
No, because any attacks I do leave me kind of open, so.
Okay. All right, so I'm untapping all this action. I'm gonna upkeep then drow. Alright. I'm thinking the time has come.
No.
For what?
Not this time. So 3, 4, 5, 6. For Atchik, the Emerald Radeon. Yeah, so when Atchik enters, I make dudes equal to the number of stuff that I have in my graveyard. So creatures and artifacts in the yard. Let me get a quick count on those. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So that gives me 6 insectile duders. And they are... Oh, they're all green. Okay. So I accidentally gave the... I drew it on the black infinite token, but whatever. You guys know what... You know what's up. All right. How many did I say? Did I say 5? 6.
You said six, yeah.
Six, okay. So I got 6 of those duders, and they're all tapped at the moment, as is Atchik. But now, whenever one of my insects die, y'all get pinged, and Atchik is buff. And I do enjoy having a buff Atchik. Swole Atchik is what's up. So... There are not that many good attacks happening here. So, Jolly, you've got the Crawling Chorus, which can just block and just might itself. You got the Flensing Raptor. Yeah.
2/2 flying
right
toxic one.
Okay. And then 3, and then Thali's 3/2 first strike, right?
I wouldn't even worry about asking about it. I would never choose to block with it.
Wow. Even if I attacked with a 3/3 with only one mana back?
Yeah.
Even if like, there was objectively the obvious like thing you should do, you wouldn't. Okay, neat. Well, I cannot do much at this moment. But, Jolly, I'm going to send a 2/5 carrion grub your way.
I'll take 2.
Yeah, you will. I'm going to do what I can. I'm doing my part, and then I'm going to pass the turn.
I'm trying, now. Team.
Not on my
camera. All good.
Alrighty, Rude.
I knew when things happen. God.
Draw. Did I get what I wanted? I didn't get what I wanted, but I got what I deserved. We're going to pay 3. Yeah.
Why did I put comeuppance in this deck?
Ghostly Prison. God, if you want to attack me, you got to pay 2. Eat shit.
God, that is so good.
I'm going to play an Infested Flesh Cutter. It's an equipment. Equipped creature gets +2/+0. And also, whenever equipped creature attacks, I create a 1/1 mite. It doesn't really matter here. Let's see. So the big weapons got reach, yeah?
Yeah, yep. Diamond weapon reaches, yep.
Damn, and it's green?
Yeah. Yeah. Green
yeah,
nature,
okay.
baby.
I'm gonna pay two life.
This is green as hell. Yep.
I'm gonna activate Skrelf to give my Flensing Raptor a second instance of Toxic One and can't be blocked by green stuff and hexproof from green. And I'll swing at Ham for 2.
What?
And let's see, these guys can't block anyway. I'll leave him back. Okay, who cares? Yeah, there you go. So you can get two more stinky counters there, Bubby.
Boobala. Is this the only attack?
Yep.
Okay, so that puts me up to 7 poison. And 36 life, but I don't think you care about that. Yeah. Woofed up.
No. Life doesn't matter to me. I'm done.
Yeah. I will start off by sacrificing this Verdant Catacombs.
There you go.
View library. Yeah, this swamp works. So,
boop. I wish I still had my squirrels hive. Cool.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Actually. Hey, Ham.
What up?
If I send the circuit mender your way, will you kill it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, attacks declared. A 2-3 circuit mender at Ham.
Don't block.
Diamond weapon is going to just crush that. Yeah. No, diamond weapon will absolutely block it.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to stack the triggers for me to draw the card first. Not the best. Then I want to move this to the bottom of my library. Then I'm going to mill 2. Crash of Rhino Beetles.
Oh, that's a good one.
And Sir Conrad the Grim.
Naturally. Yeah.
Now, Sir Conrad the Grim is not an insect.
But it is not.
Are you running a Masquid Nexus in the off chance that you could cast Sir Conrad from the graveyard since he'd be an insect in that zone?
That'd actually be kind of awesome. Okay. I don't hate that.
There we go. I think there is also a card that you can do that specifically only changes the types of creatures in your graveyard. But I can't remember what it's called.
I want to spend 8 mana.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot.
Giant Ankheg. It is an insect with trample and ward 2. Other creatures I control have trample and ward 2.
Hell oh, yeah!
And it doesn't. I love that.
And it's an 8/8.
Yeah, it does. That's actually really legit.
I'm loving seeing some of these cards being cast right now. There's some wild shit going on.
And then I'll pass the turn.
All right.
Wait a minute. I didn't play my land for turn, did I? Let me go and do that.
Mm.
Let me go and play this Verdant Catacombs as my land for turn again.
Tapped.
All right. Come.
There you go.
Man, I'm deck thinning like a boss.
Yeah, you're doing some real work out there. You're really giving it to him.
I'm gonna play.
I have Catacombs so verdantly.
I'm gonna pay 3 to play a case of the curse of the clinging webs. Enchant player.
So happy.
Whenever a non-token creature enchantment player control dies, exile it, and you create a 1/2 green spider creature token with reach. I'm going to play that on Jarvis.
Hell yeah. On who?
Jarvis.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yo, the fact this is non-token. Yeah, if it wasn't for the non-token, I'm the correct answer, but yeah.
Yeah, because it says non-token specifically. I need to be the guy.
There you go, Jarvis. I hope you find your sack outlet now.
I only wanted my sack outlet for the circuit mender.
And then was that literally all? Outlet.
Yeah.
Then we're going to pay 1, 2, 3 for a battle get recovery.
Oh, damn.
There it is.
What are you getting?
Can't decide.
What all do you have in your graveyard? I can't remember.
Kalani Ambush, Karn, Worldly Tutor, Nature's Lore.
Oh shit, you get Karn back.
Karn back. Oh no.
actually.
Okay. Although Karnbak would mean that I don't like immediately die real fast, so I don't hate that. Yeah. My attitudes on Karn have shifted pretty dramatically, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh shit, Worldly Tutor?
Worldly Tutor.
That's probably the correct call.
Let's see.
You don't have to do it now, unless you got a way to draw
a
card.
You can wait.
No, I don't. I'm just seeing if I want to attack. Oh, I forgot to draw the additional two cards.
What?
Oh, off of
That's a May. It's a May, so I don't have to worry about it. It's a May.
Okay.
Right,
well, damn.
So, damn, that would have been fun. All right.
Excuse me, sorry.
I am going to P to T BB.
Okay. Oh, untapping all my lovely my fresh little insects. Excellent. We're gonna top deck that thing.
That thing.
It's true. I haven't played my land for a turn, so I'm gonna pay two and play out an Anok Wayfarer. It is a 1/1 dog scout. When it enters, I mill three cards and I may put a land cards into my hand. If I don't, I put a 1/1 counter on him. So I'm gonna mill these three. It is a Dread Return, a Command Tower, and a Scouring Swarm. So those are going to the graveyard, including that Dread Return, which has the flashback effect, sacrifice three creatures. So that's pretty cool. This Command Tower is gonna go to my hand. Immediately come onto the battlefield tapped. Thank you for that, Thalia. Really appreciate you. Then
I'm gonna ride a frog later.
I mean, that is pretty dope. I mean, I gotta be honest. All right, I'm then gonna tap the Soul Ring and these two for my favorite song cue when I'm playing Arena. One of many. And no, it's not Show Me the Way, which absolutely becomes Peter Frampton. But no. Whoa, swarm, it's a scarecrow. The Swarm Weaver is a 2/3 legendary scarecrow artifact creature. When it enters, I rock out two black and green insects with flying. And when I have delirium, which I for sure have right now, my insects and spiders all get 1/1 and have death touch. So that's a thing. And I now have two of these flying insects, and I feel like I need to specify and make it very clear which ones are which. So my etchic ones are not flying. That's okay. So we have flying bugs and not flying bugs. And now all of them get +1/+1 in DT, which is delightful. So yeah, I've got one land untapped at present. I got some stuff in my hand, and I got some bugs that can kill stuff, and that's neat. I like that. So I don't have any. I don't have the monies to be cracking back at Jolly, which is really what I'd like to be doing here. Unfortunately, for ya boy. But here we are. So, how many cards are in hand? Jarvis Rush, what are we working with?
Four. I got one.
One.
Yeah, Rusty got one, but you have the Sylvan Library, which I don't think you're gonna forget again.
No.
Could be wrong, but and that one is a Worldly Tutor, if I recall correctly.
That is correct.
All right, so I need to go to the combats. I need to, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna keep it relatively simple, right? So these six insects are all 2/2 DTs. I'm just going to send three at Russ and three at Jarvis. 2/2, not flying, death touch, green insects.
Taking it.
I will block three of them, all three with, I will block, hang on.
You can block all three of them with the one spider.
You could block all three of them with the Watcher. Watcher's super dead and you kill one of my insects, but yeah. You
actually,
can do that.
Kill two of them because it's a 2/5. Oh no,
well,
they're
all
2/2s.
Did it have death touch? These are all 2/2s. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
They're all 2/2s. Fuck it, we ball. I'll take six.
All right, rock on. Yeah, it's not that much.
Is it me?
And let me double check. I need to double check my yard.
Oh, you might dread return.
I'm thinking about it.
Are there any milkshakes in your yard?
Not at present. Ooh. Huh. I'm debating on Wirewood Symbiote or Nantuko Husk. As previously mentioned, my two favorite things are available. And I have the Fierce Empath down. So here's what I think I'm going to do, right? Okay. I am going to sacrifice three dudes. Three of these little side insects, right? Or no. Do you want to do that?
Do it.
You know what? I'm going to sacrifice two of them and the Aenoch Wayfarer to Flashback Dread Return. Ooh. So you each lose two life. Atchik is going to get two plus one counters.
Dead.
And, what now?
I said dead.
Yeah. And so I'm going to cast Dread Return. Return target creature card from my graveyard to the battlefield. And I'm going to target the Wirewood Symbiote. Any responses?
Nope.
Russ Wirewood makes a spider.
I do make
a
spider.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Attack spider.
So Wirewood Symbiote also enters tapped and has one of the most beautiful lines of text on it ever. Return an elf you control to its owner's hand, colon, untap. Target creature, play this ability only once each turn. The reason that I call out that colon is because it's bouncing the elf is the cost. And so you can't actually interact with that. And that makes me super duper happy. And I have a Fierce Empath, which happens to be an elf with a dope ETB. So yeah. So now that's locked and loaded. And yes, I did just flashback a Dread Return to get a one drop out of my graveyard. Don't worry about it. It's totally cool. Totally normal. Everything's fine. Yeah, and I can do that at instant speed, so I'm going to pee that T, baby.
Can I please get a land off of the top? I did.
Nope.
Excellent. Aww. Who is ready to die? But don't worry, because those who live will get an abundant reward. We're going to pay six to cast an overloaded Winds of Abandon. I'm going to exile every creature my opponents control, and they get to get that many basic lands.
Just all of them.
I have no response.
Yeah, I exile every single creature my opponents control, and then they can search their library for a basic land card for each of those creatures. They put them on the battlefield tapped.
That's...
Now, Russ, you're going to get an extra one. You're going to get an extra one on account of because you make a spider when I cast this.
Neat. In response, I'm going to bounce my Fierce Empath back to my hand and untap this Wirewood Symbiote. What up?
Yeah. Right.
So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for me.
Uh-huh.
I got 4.
Oh, I hate this.
1.
Wait, does it kill or...
It exiles.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, Russ, just as a reminder, I know you have that Worldly Tutor in hand, so I don't know if you wanted to, like, tap a spider to cast it before they all go away
That's
forever.
A good idea.
Yeah, let me do that. I'll tap around.
Although, wait a minute. But then do you shuffle?
Oh, wait, no, yeah. Flip the mana, get the lands, then cast it. That's what you'd want to do.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. I appreciate that when I was building this, I did make a point of grabbing, like, mismatched showcase art lands.
Well, I think I'm almost out of base.
So you really let me show it off, which I kind of appreciate. Thanks for that.
Oh, wait, I get 7 because I created an extra one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw down 11 lands. All of a sudden, all my mana will pass or no more. So that's something, I guess. But I'm about to just be, like, super dead, so...
yeah, very much so, and I'm pretty pumped about it.
I'm gonna go to combat. Kinda like Mondo Hella dead. Yeah, all right.
I'm gonna send 3 of these mites at Ham, who I believe has 7
uh-huh,
poison,
yeah.
And then I'm gonna send 3 more at Jarvis.
Yeah, that math absolutely checked out.
So a total of 3 damage?
3 damage, 3 toxic.
I get to be the dead guy.
Oh, no, you took a total of 4 damage.
Okay.
And I'm going to be dead at 33 life. Hell yeah.
Yes, hopefully. And then
I got no response, man. Yeah. That is it.
Oh, Russ, hold on. Before I went to combat, did you want to cast that Worldly Tutor?
Yes. Boomcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
just because the mana would have gone away.
Yep.
As I moved phases.
So you would theoretically have known what creature was selected before attacks, but I have a feeling it really will not change anything.
Yeah, I didn't attack Rustin. There you go. Winds of Abandon.
Crap that Verdant Catacomb.
It's a board clear and group hug. It's everything you could ever want in a removal spell.
That's crapping that Verdant Catacomb was a terrible idea for one very important reason.
Oh?
What was on top?
I don't have any more basics.
Oh, you don't have any more basics? Do you have any duels?
Oh, no!
I don't think I have any other duels with typed lands.
Any more Fetchables? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, because you could have tapped it for mana with Yavimaya and stuff.
Yeah.
Well.
Whoops. Yeah.
I have a lot of more fetch lands in my deck.
Hell yeah.
I hope you find them.
Well, fuck me, I guess.
I'm may good, your, but thanks.
May your draws be abundantly fetchable.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Commander. One, two. Six. Nothing else worth even casting, so I'll just pass. Well, I have my own Balgid Recovery, but nothing in my graveyard is worth getting out right now. Or
man, Magic 2 years ago must have really sucked.
and I have an 8-drop.
It was a very different time.
So I'm going
to... At least I got my commander.
Do my next turn, then I'm going to draw two cards.
Like, yeah, I know I could have just went and I'll get recovery for my Besageu and just had my Besageu in hand.
I'm going to take the damage because it's the only way that I'm going to get rid of these two lands. 4 damage.
Oh, yeah, you don't want them back on top. Yeah, I guess because your hand was so small to begin with.
So I'm going to play a forest for turn.
Apparently, I was only running 10 basics.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Vorinclex, Voice of Hunger.
Whoa! Now that doesn't intercept.
That's fine. It's a 7/6. Whenever you tap a land for mana, add 1 mana of any type that land produced. Whenever my opponent taps a land for mana, that land doesn't untap during its controller's next untap steps. That's literally all I can do. And it comes untapped. So that's literally all I can do. Nice.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Are we going to do it? Are we going to fucking
actually going to come through here? Is this happening?
I don't.
This might be the first time that Toxic has actually won a commander game, maybe ever. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Jarvis has a lot of
I'm not counting Infect.
See what happens.
I have nothing. I am out.
And you know what? We're proud of you, and we're supportive of your alternative lifestyle.
Yep. You know what? I'll test that theory. You're at what, 8 infect?
Yeah.
You're at 8 toxic. So I'm going to slip. Yeah. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to slip in for just 2 toxic at you, Jarvis.
Okay.
And then 1, 2.
Jarvis tends not to lie about stuff like that.
3, 4 fun. Toxic at Russ.
Puts me up to 7.
Dedge.
No, I'm sorry. That puts me at deads because I forgot to add the 3 from last time.
Did I hit you last time?
Yeah. Hit me for 3.
When?
Last turn cycle, you hit all of us.
Yeah, last turn cycle, you hit all of us.
No, I only hit Jarvis and Ham.
Oh, well, then
I only had six toxic to give out. I killed Ham with three of it, and then I hit Jarvis for three other.
Yeah, I'm dead, though.
Yeah, I attacked you with three dudes the turn before. You might be thinking of that. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, then I take my three damage. I think that's three.
Sorry, you actually took four damage and three toxic. Or three damage. Yeah.
Anything.
Sorry, you took four toxic, five total damage. My bad.
So I should be at 15. I just checked the game log.
There's a card that I put in here that would have been awful. All
right.
If I drew it.
All right, go ahead, Vorinclex.
Next turn. Then I draw. That's
and the
really
deep down
funny.
Dig. Oh no. What is it?
Did you Sylvan Library?
Yeah, I'm debating. I'm gonna put this
Masterfully.
I put one on top and take four damage.
Uh oh.
Tap
I hope
two,
that it's
four for a Courser of Crufix.
Nice.
I play with the top card of my library revealed. I may play the top card of my library if it's a land card. Whenever a land enters the battlefield for my control, I gain a life.
Now the Courser of Crufix doesn't attempt.
That's fine.
Dude, that Thalia is so much work this game.
I'm real happy about it.
Oh no.
What happened?
I'll do it this way. You'll see why I said I oh no in a second. I'm gonna play this forest off the top of my library. The next card up is a Arachnogenesis.
Oh, you have an Arachnogenesis just on top of the deck?
Yes.
Huh. Do you have any way to draw a card?
No.
Oh, no! Such a bummer. That'd be so good. Oh. So close. And we know that it's so close. Yeah.
Oh, it sucks so hard. All right.
Had you Sylvan Library that one turn, you would have had it. Oh, no.
Remember your triggers, kids.
I'm triggered.
The strip mine just won't do nothing for me either.
Man, you're running some real douche cards in that deck. But the commitment to the spider thing alongside the douche cards, well played. I got to give you credit for that.
It's flavor, right? You're getting tangled in the web, right? It's not easy to maneuver. Like stuck
it
in
does feel, yeah, it actually does feel on point. So I can't deny it.
Like
what?
One of the earliest stacks cards, isn't it like web, like tangle web or something like that? Some kind
tangle
of
wire, yeah.
Web. Yeah, tangle wire, same thing.
Tangle wire, same deal. Yeah, it's fine.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it is your turn, sir.
All right, let's see.
Fog.
Oh, that's fun.
That's what she said.
I mean, everything?
Yeah.
GG.
Yeah.
Woo, baby.
That's the most fun moment in any game of Magic, whatever format you're playing, where it's like, I attack you with everything. I just attack all. Like, well done. All
right.
Yeah, Skrull, bringing it home, making it happen. Doing 100%, did it the way you drew it up.
Yeah. Well, no, the way I drew it up was I eliminate one person really early and then proceed to get blown the hell out, but I just kind of got to do whatever I wanted all game with no drawbacks.
You fucked up at getting blown out, man. Come on.
My only removal that I drew the entire game was that Passage of Indoors. I did not see
it. And you used it on my Skrelv's Hive?
Yeah. I needed to send a message.
Which, to be fair, like you would have had lifelink, so any kind of chance of us cracking back if that was going would have been very difficult. And you might have gotten
saving it for the ghostly prison might have been good, but y'all probably weren't expecting me to a ghostly prison.
No.
Nobody expects a ghostly prison.
I also have Windborn use in here as well. Just in case.
Good.
I forgot I also have Drain of Magistrate. This is a good deck.
That's not bad.
the ghostly prison didn't really affect me that much because the turn before he wins of abandon, I was just gonna pay into ghostly prison and attack you, but then you wins.
I did wins, and I was very excited about it. Run wins of abandon. It's a very good card.
Underrated for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the reason I got to play Plague Wind this game. Oh, I do like Plague Wind. All of the wind cards. I have a copy of Plague Wind.
Yeah, play your wins. Break wind, yeah, everybody.
You would have been getting attacked for 17 trample on my turn if you didn't Winds of Abandon.
Yeah, that's I missed like two turns of dropping lands, and so I was like, if I can just find that sixth mana, I'm pretty sure I win. And then I did. So what did we learn here today? We learned that the best spider is a mite.
And it might be a good idea not to run green because the only non-green deck won.
That's what you get for
running self-mill. I hate that takeaway so hard.
That's what you get for running self-mill, baby. You get blown out by a mono-white bug. That's how it goes every time. Every time. There's never been a game that you can prove on our channel that has said otherwise. Go ahead, watch all of our videos and try to find it for the sake of
argument. Prove them wrong. Yeah,
prove me wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks everyone for watching us play various creepy crawly things. I believe next week we're all playing man, since we did spider.
Spider.
And then it will be good. So as we always say here on Generic Commander, and
see. But yeah, that really put in some work.
Yeah.